All right, thank you, John and Eric, once again on the Niagara's Choice Voice Line. He's a movie reviewer for the Niagara Gazette, and he's the only daily published movie critic in New York State outside of Manhattan. He's a member of the Critics' Choice Awards Association, which is the world's largest organization of reviewers, and he's also a Rotten Tomatoes-approved critic who interviews hundreds of stars and directors for print and television. Of course, we're talking about Michael Colleri. Michael, welcome back to Wake Up Niagara, and I hope you enjoyed the eclipse.
I did. I thought it was quite entertaining and engaging and fun.
Yeah, yeah. It got dark, it got light, and well, here we are. So anyway, we're going to take a little bit, we're going to step outside the cinemas this week and talk about some streaming. So there's a new series that it's getting rave reviews, sounds like, from you. So what have you been watching this week on the old streaming box there?
Well, on Netflix, there is a new version of the novel The Talented Mr. Ripley, which is part of a series of novels by Patricia Highsmith. I believe there are five novels, and there are also five Ripley movies. Mm-hmm. The most famous is The Talented Mr. Ripley from 1999 with Matt Damon and Jude Law and Gwyneth Paltrow. And that was nominated for five Oscars. Well, there is a new Ripley, and it's called, very simply, Ripley.
Mm-hmm.
It's eight episodes. All eight are available. And as I said, it's on Netflix. And this is closer to the original novel than any other versions of Ripley, The Talents of Mr. Ripley, or some of the other Ripley movies I've seen. This really is the way the book flows. And there's so much to say about it. I love it. Right off the top.
Nice.
Again, I love Ripley. This is worth seeing, whether you actually binge. I'm not a binger. I watch two, and then, you know, do it the next day, or maybe do it later on at night or something like that.
Right.
I can't just watch eight in a row. I still can't figure that out, how people do that. But anyway, so you binge or you don't. I didn't binge. And this thing, this series, or television, it's hard calling it television, is shock of shocks in black and white.
Wow.
Right. You will see no color, except one episode where the kitty cat leaves little bloody paw prints, and it's red.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm not going to tell you how that happens or who's dead or who's bleeding or any of that stuff. But the central character is Tom Ripley. He's played by the actor Andrew Scott, who a lot of people know from Fleabag, another streaming series, and something about a priest. He's in something that people love, The Fancy Priest or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, Fleabag and the Priest. So Andrew Scott, and he was just in All of Us Strangers in contention for all the awards, the past season. That was a movie from last year. So Scott plays Ripley. And what you have is a petty little thief, small-time con artist who lives in New York City in a rat-infested apartment. And through luck, he's contacted by a shipbuilder whose Ivy League son, who would be Dickie Greenleaf, is living in Italy,
all right.
Living in the lap of luxury. On his trust fund, of course. The dad wants Dickie back in New York. Somehow he ends up with Tom Ripley and says, Tom, I'm going to give you money. I'm going to give you free passage. And you'll have an expense account. And I want you to convince my son to come back to New York.
Mm-hmm.
So Ripley is by nature a con artist. And he goes to Italy and decides the con is better if he just strings the dad along. But interestingly, he tells Dickie, and we're talking about the first episode here,
uh-huh.
tells Dickie that the truth. He tells him the truth, that I'm here to bring you back, but if you don't want to go back, I'm not going to force you. I can't force you.
Right.
But I'm still going to, you know, tell your dad that I'm, you know, working hard to get you back.
All right.
That's how this thing begins. Dickie lives with Marge Sherwood. They don't live together, actually. They're relationship-ies. With Marge Sherwood, who is played by Gwyneth Paltrow in the main Ripley movie. Jude Law played Dickie in the 1999 movie, and Matt Damon was Tom Ripley. So this time you've got Dakota Fanning is Marge Sherwood, who's not an art connoisseur. She's writing a travel book about this little village they're living in on the Amalfi Coast. And Dickie doesn't do anything, you know. He thinks he's a painter, and he thinks he's a writer, because he doesn't have to do anything, because he's the golden boy. And he does not want to work in the shipbuilding yard where they build yachts and boats for wealthy people.
Mm-hmm.
Well, for Tom Ripley, and I'm only going to talk about the first episode, Tom Ripley, this is the scam of a life. Then something happens, and people who know the story know what happens, but something happens, and everything turns deadly. And we have a series of murders. We have cons. We have Freddie Miles is in it. That was Philip Seymour Hoffman in the movie.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Freddie Miles. And you have really incompetent Italian police. And that's what this movie is about. Where it's rooted is in 1961 Italy. So it looks like that golden era, La Dolce Vita. And the black and white is just spectacular. It creates a mood. It creates a feeling. And instead of being like a psychotically overt sociopath or a sociopathically overt psychopath, Tom is much more calm. He's like a cat playing with a dead mouse.
Oh, geez. Okay.
He likes to screw with people's heads. And I can't say it enough. This is a must-see. If you know that Talented Mr. Ripley from 99, forget it. It's not the same thing. This is the book. So things are going to be a little different. The characters are the same, but things are going to be different. And I find it different. I find it interesting. I find his obsession with the famous Italian artist Caravaggio, who is a thief and a murderer in his real life, as well as being one of the world's most famous artists right now. His paintings literally glow. So you have this, we're talking about he's somebody from the medieval period or whatever, that's those Renaissance or something.
Mm-hmm.
And he, that's Caravaggio. So Tom's obsessed with Caravaggio. And the movie glows. I loved it. And I think people should, not movie, I'm sorry. See, this is what happens. Streaming's going to be in my brain now.
Yeah.
The 8 episodes are well worth watching. It's called Ripley. It's on Netflix. Enjoy it.
All right. Thank you so much for the recommendation, Michael. And we'll catch up with you in a couple weeks. All right.
Okay. Very good.
All right. Once again, on the Niagara's Choice voice line, Niagara Gazette movie reviewer and feature writer Michael Caleri right here on Wake Up Niagara.